You're not gonna say it, somebody should. Let's talk about two time. Let's talk about bum one, yeah. Asking the questions that nobody could. Like, where are the bone thugs and are they in harmony? You're a helpful snowman.
Hey everybody, I'm in the car and it's raining, so I guess if you're hearing that, good for you. This is an episode you can put on to go to sleep to. I put on some rain sounds recently because, I don't know why, like, those rain machines, those rain sounds don't quite fit the bill, do they? I think it's, like, because it's not 360 enough. That's my personal theory. It's not, like, coming from all around. It's coming from one small source. And also, it's, like, a produced sound, so it's not quite the same. Well, I was, like, looking at the different options, too. They had rain, of course. And, you know, rain on a car, rain in a tent, all that shit. But they also had a bunch that were, like, where you're on a spaceship, basically. Like, a Star Trek-type spaceship. So I guess it's kind of like an engine hum kind of sound that we're talking about. Which I listened to and I was like, I guess it's not bad. I mean, it's not, I don't know. It was, it's just a weird concept to me. It was a weird concept that, we're in a place in our world where we're like, let's make we have a video of spaceship noise to help us fall asleep, even though none of us have been on a spaceship. Like, that is not something that any of us can relate to, right? I mean, that's not like, this takes me back to childhood. You know, I always thought, like, okay, rain on a tent, right? That's a sound that people are, like, nostalgic for. Or, you know, they're associating it with a good time or something like that, and they're associating it with peacefulness. And I don't understand how spaceship fits in with that, really. It's like, oh, this reminds me of being on a spaceship. It's like, no, it doesn't. Like, you know what reminds you of being on a spaceship? Nothing. Because you've never been on a spaceship. I'm like, I don't know, a carnival ride? Motherfucker. I hate when somebody, like, anyway. Road shit, you know what I mean? Being on the road, guys. There are, like, I'm trying to think of the sounds, you know, that I really liked. I had a white noise machine where you could kind of, I think I still have it on my phone. And you could kind of do mashups. I felt like the DJ of white noise. And it's like, you could do, I don't know, it was like a dryer venting and then rain and whatever. And I kind of made my own mix. But dryer is definitely one of the good ones. Yeah, that's a solid way to go. Rain, obviously, is great. I think rain in the car is probably the best, to be honest. I think that sounds a little better. I wonder, too, if there's something about us where we know, like, you're in the car and you're hearing a rain sound, but then it's like, I'm in my office right now, or I'm in bed at home and I'm hearing a rain sound that's supposed to be coming from, like, a car. I mean, it does not make any sense. What else? There's another sound, too. Oh, I like the sound of the shower, but, like, coming from the next room. So that's good. That one, I feel like, is very replicable, because maybe it's like, all right, well, if you set up your stereo in the next room and then turned it on, it would sound like someone taking a shower in the next room, maybe? I don't know. I just remember my old apartment. I would wake up a lot at night, or be up, and then I would hear my roommate get in the shower, and I was like, oh, perfect. This'll put me right to sleeps. Well, so I just got out of my doctor's appointment, my next butt appointment. I got a nice second probe, but no balloon this time. This time, I did what I would call drawing with my butt. So here's the deal. Like, I went here, it's been like 6 weeks or something. With basically, and there's not been anything I've been supposed to do or try or anything like that for the last 6 weeks. So it's basically just like, okay, well, continue to live with it for 6 weeks and we'll see you then. And this fucking place, I mean, they're scheduling people, you know, she was like, come back, we want you in 3 to 4 weeks. And the lady was like, the soonest we can get you in is in like 8 weeks, which the other person was like, oh, that's fine. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. That's great. And like every time I go in, I have to explain everything from the beginning, you know, because it's a new person. And they're just like, does this happen? How often does this happen? And I'm like, every time I take a shit. And then they're like, okay, so is it happening? You know, do you feel like this happens every day or every week? And I'm like, you don't understand. If I take a shit, it happens. If I don't, it doesn't. That's the deal. Anyway. And so what they did is they put this probe in, right? And it's basically the exact same thing as my last appointment, the anal sphincter manometry test. And what they did is they put it in, and then they turned the monitor to me. So, like, I'm seeing my sphincter pressure, right? Like, when I squeeze the sphincter, it shows how much whatever. I don't know what the numbers actually mean, but it shows, like, how strong you're squeezing and stuff like that. And she's like, okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to have you squeeze. Now, I don't want it to be, like, a spike that goes up and down real quick. I want sort of, imagine, like, a plateau thing. Like, you know those, what do you call those fucking things? Those landforms, like, in Utah or whatever, where it's, like, a mountain, except it's flat on the top. What the fuck are those called? Damn it. I know this is, like, a thing we learned 100 times in school, because it'd be like, okay, what is an isthmus? What is a peninsula? What is a da-da-da-da and a doobie-da-da, you know? This was definitely one of them. It's coming to me. But I can't remember. Flat tops. Okay, anyway, you know what I'm talking about. So you basically were supposed to squeeze, maintain a constant pressure for like 5 seconds, and then, you know, release. So it would be kind of go up, be flat at the top, and then come back down. So we did this, you know, and she was like, oh, that was great. And I was like, thanks, I guess, you know. And she's like, so this is, yeah, ideally what you want is, here's your resting rate or whatever, and then you want it to double. And she's like, yours is double, maybe even a little more than double. And so that's pretty good. And she's like, all right, go ahead and do that again. And we did it like 5 times, and she's like, well, that looks really good. And then was like, okay, now we're going to do it again, but you're going to do it for 10 seconds. And there are also, I guess the probe can tell if you're squeezing your abs or your ass cheeks, basically. And so, you know, I'm doing that. And she's like, yeah, this is all good. Like, you're not doing these other things you're not supposed to. It looks like the strength is pretty good. And so then they gave me exercises to do, which are, you know, to put a ball in between my legs and squeeze it. It's like, it's supposed to strengthen your pelvic floor, I guess, and then to spread apart with like an elastic band. And I was like, I mean, I do machines that do this at the gym where you're like squeezing your legs together. And, you know, the one where you go apart, and the lady was like, oh, I don't know if it, well, we'll see if it's the same or not and whatever. And so then she gives me this ball and this rubber band and shows me how to do it. And then I'm leaving the office, and she's like, oh, we need to put the ball and the rubber band back. Sorry, we don't have those to give away. We should get them, though. They're like $1. And I was like, yeah, you probably should. I mean, $1. You could feel free to fucking bill my insurance, and then I'll pay for it. Because I'm like, this is like the cheapest shit. And it's like, well, where am I supposed to get this? And also, am I going to get it? That's the big question. Because on the one hand, okay, here are my 3 hands that I have. So I have 2 hands and then this other angry scrawl written across my dick, let's say. So here's hand 1. You know what? They're the doctors. Just try it. Right? Let's do what they said. See what happens. At this point, like, why not? Why not take the time out of your day to do this, like, every day? Would it cause you harm to do this? No way. But here's the other side of that, I think, which is, like, I mean, I do this stuff enough at the gym, you know, and I'm like a distance run. Like, I don't think muscle weakness is a problem that I'm suffering from on any level. Like, that doesn't seem to be a thing. And, like, you know, she was like, and squeeze the ball. And she's like, do you feel something? I was like, yeah, I feel something. But, you know, I was like, I think I could do this for, like, an hour. I'm not kidding. Or just destroy this ball. I mean, I'm not, you know. Obviously, I'm not bragging because I'm talking about a bunch of stuff I did with a probe in my ass. But, like, I was like, I think I could pretty easily just destroy this ball. I mean, how strong does this have to be? I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's going to work. That's hand two. And then hand three is like, well, maybe I should just do it and then go back there. And then they'll be like, so have you done the exercises? And I'll be like, yeah. And they're like, is there any change? And I'll be like, no, it's fucking the same. Of course it's the same. Also, I think they scheduled me again to go in and I would again have the probe inserted, which I'm like, hold on. Like, this time, you put it in, and everything was fine. Like, there was nothing to be alarmed or concerned about. So, like, maybe we should not do that again. Like, maybe what we should do is do something else. Because, I just feel like she, you know, saw the thing and was like, okay, well, this looks fine. Like, everything looked fine and normal, and I was like, yeah, that's kind of what I thought. I mean, I don't know. And she's like, all right, well, here's the exercises we give people after they do this test, and it's not fine and normal, and see you later. And I'm like, okay, but, like, you know, my butthole still doesn't work. Like, it'd be kind of cool if my butthole worked. It would be helpful to my life if someone could help me. Like, if someone could figure this out, I don't know. I'm very tempted at this point, I guess, to just be like, maybe I should go somewhere else. Like, maybe I need to go back to my doctor and be like, look, we've done all this stuff. They've been of zero help. Like, what do I do? What do I do at this point, sir? How do I make this work? So there you go. That's the butt stuff. I tried giving up coffee. Well, I mean, I gave up coffee for like 2 weeks, just completely. Cold turkey. It wasn't that bad. But, you know, it made no difference. I mean, when I say no difference, I mean zero difference. So I was like, okay, well, that's no good. Giving up coffee, though, is not as bad as, like, everyone leads you to believe. I didn't think it was anyway. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just because, like, I live a relatively healthy lifestyle, so it's kind of like, I don't know. That's probably the worst thing I do to myself. I mean, I don't drink a lot these days. I exercise, I eat pretty good. I was eating vegetarian a little bit more, but that just made no difference. I mean, I don't know what's going on, you guys. It's pretty frustrating. And this has been going, you know, this has been going for like 3 years at this point, but I've been going to the doctor for a year, I guess. Yeah, about a year. For this and, like, nothing. So, you know, 2 years, whatever, and a third year of just, like, the doctor and just spending money and them being like, yeah, I don't know, that is fucking weird. I'm like, isn't it weird? Isn't it weird? It's pretty weird. Okay. Is someone gonna go? All right, well, I'm going then. But so you have this probe in your ass and you squeeze and you do this, you know, you make the little plateau thing. What the fuck are those called? There must be someone at home who's going fucking nuts listening to this because they're like, you asshole, it's called this. And it felt like it was weird because it was, you know, instant response. So you're watching on the monitor and it was like drawing a squiggly little line with your butt. Like, it had never occurred to me to do something like this. But, you know, I'm sure. Now I'm sure I'm like, maybe this is the next thing. Is like, if you could make a video game or program where people draw with their butt and you're like, oh, this lady's watching her dog take a shit and looking around like, I hope no one sees this because I don't have a fucking bag. Can I just say, anyone who does that is a real piece of shit. I know you don't have a bag sometimes, but it's like, figure it out, man. Take off your sock, put your dog's shit in it, and throw it in a garbage can. Like, you have the dog, you're out doing it. You can't just walk your dog. When I was in Phoenix, I saw a guy take his dog out of their apartment, walk it across the street, and it just takes a dump, like, on the little parkway between the sidewalk and the street. And then he's, like, just leaves it and walks back across the street into his apartment. So I'm like, okay, so you walk across the street because you don't want dog shit right in front of your apartment. But, you know, then you just leave it there. Like, what the fuck? You know? I don't understand why people are so okay with this. Or all the time, like, I go running on this trail behind where I work out. And, like, people let their dogs shit out there all the time. Just on the cement, on the main part of the cement. And I'm like, could you at the very least? I feel like it's not asking much to get a stick, of which there are many in the area, and just roll the log of shit off to the side. Like, could you at least roll it off the main path? We were out there with the library had, like, a running club for kids. And one kid was on her bike, because it's a running club, and that makes sense. And she just ran over a log of shit, you know, on accident. But she was like, oh, gross, I just ran over the dog poop. And I was like, yeah, why is that there? Like, that shouldn't be there. That's fucking stupid. That is stupid. That there's a log of shit just hanging out in the middle of the road. Or the walkway. I mean, I would rather someone's dog took a shit in the middle of the street. At least that way I'm probably not going to walk over it. You know what I mean? I don't know. Someone just honked at something, but I don't know what it was. I saw a short video. Poonmaster Flex showed me this video of a guy who created in his car. He's got two horns. So he's got, like, the regular, like, danger beep or whatever, and then he's got just a little, like, you know, like a quick, hey, how's it going, or, like, when you're at a stoplight and you're behind someone, you know, and you don't necessarily want to blare your horn. You're not like, you motherfucker, but you're just like, hey, let's go. You know, no hard feelings, sir. I would just like to get on the path of where we're going. So he's got the two horns to do that, which I was like, that would be a pretty cool feature for a car. I don't know why people wouldn't do that. Like, that's a good idea. All the good ideas are being done by people. And then we're all like, oh, that's a good idea, and then no one else does it. It can't be that much work. I mean, this guy just did it himself, but he's like an engineer. Sometimes I wish I had been like a mechanical engineer, because then I feel like you could customize your entire life to be the way you want it. You know, sort of the way I decided to customize my own sunglasses, because why the fuck not? They cost the same as the ones from Target. You could customize things that actually mattered, like your car or various mechanical processes and projects that, you know, come in and out of your life. That just sounds great to me. That sounds like ideal. This old man. Old people, like, I am so excited for. Oh, here's my animal familiar. There's this torty kitty that I see out here sometimes. He was out here the other day eating popcorn, because there's a big pile of popcorn just laying in the parking lot, which I was like, oh, you're definitely my animal familiar then, because, like, that's what I would be doing if I was a cat. Street popcorn, you fucking know it.
You're not gonna say it, somebody should. Let's talk about two time. Let's talk about bum one, yeah. Asking the questions that nobody could. Like, where are the bone dogs and are they in home?